things are moving forwards and backwards in Mali right now. The stalemate in the north remains, and with regard to the constitutional, crisis in the country, varying signals, contradictory ones are coming out. If you will recall, the day before yesterday, a group of about 40 political parties and over 100 civil society organizations coming together under the association, that force for the defense of the republic, have called for the resignation of the prime minister, Sheikh Modibo Diarra, to pave the way for the formation of a unity government as demanded by the ECOWAS heads of state. So that has put a lot of uncertainty on it, coming just about a week after the prime minister presented his roadmap to parliament and also to the ECOWAS mediator. So there is confusion there on whether these parties are going to accept any process, that is midwife by the prime minister, whose resignation they are demanding right now. So yes, your question is in order, even though not officially on paper. There has always been a plan for a joint mission of the leadership of the ECOWAS, of the United Nations office in West Africa, and that of the African Union, to visit the country as a way of demonstrating solidarity and instilling confidence in the population, and also facilitating, together with the mediator, of course, this setting up of a transitional government in the country, with a unity government representing all the major layers of society, political parties, the trade unions, name it, civil society organizations and others. And you will also recall that the heads of state of ECOWAS gave the Malian authorities up to 31st of July to come up with suggestions, as to how to create that unity government. And that deadline is just 2 days away. So there is, need for haste if we are not to miss that deadline. So your guess will be, is very right. There are plans actually to go there, to go and ensure stability there. And you remember also the president, the interim president, who had been in Paris convalescing following the mob attack last May, just came back, to the country also. So that adds to the agency also, because he is the face of Mali. It was in his absence the prime minister was being both president and, prime minister. Now things are changing, dramatically, with people putting pressure on the interim government, and also the influence of the ex-junta not having diminished in any way, because, all indications are that they are still trying to pull strings from behind the scenes. So the situation offers the cocktail of confusion and uncertainty, and there is the need for such a mission to ensure that the transition is put on an even keel.
Now, Doc, is ECOWAS pleased with efforts of the transitional team in Mali to expedite the formation of an all-inclusive government as demanded by West African regional leaders?
That is one of the objectives. Like I told you also, there was a technical assessment mission, a military technical assistance mission of ECOWAS, the UN, and the African Union that visited Mali for 2 weeks just to assess the situation and then to ensure the rapid deployment of the ECOWAS mission there, that is MISEMA, which is anticipating a UN Security Council endorsement for deployment. You know, so there are so many things why, the reasons why this mission will go there. Yes, one of them is to make sure that a national unity government is put in place. Number two is to ensure that the roadmap is clearly defined with tasks and timelines leading up to, you know, the presidential election expected in March next year. You know, that is another, you know, key objective. And the third one is to ensure the people and instill confidence, build confidence with the people pending the deployment of the ECOWAS mission there to assist the country in securing the transition and also recovering the territorial integrity of the country.
Now, Doc, with the demand for the Prime Minister to resign and the cocktail of confusion that you initially described, how can ECOWAS help calm down tensions and the confusion in Mali as you try to shepherd them towards restoring constitutional order?
Yes, as much as possible, ECOWAS would want to rely very much on the constitution of Mali and also try to remain loyal to the transitional roadmap that has been set up. So as far as ECOWAS is concerned, the prime minister is going to remain in place, the interim president is going to remain in place, and then when a unity government is formed, it is up to the unity government, you know, which is now legally the transitional authority in the country, to determine who the prime minister is going to be. But for the moment, until that formation of the unity government is carried out, the transitional organs remain in place. They've got about 2 days to go. You know, so it's the people who will determine if the overwhelming majority of Malians want a new direction, because, you know, these groups that have called for his resignation do not trust his competence, you know, and professionalism in dealing with, the transition. Those are their, their demands that they have made. Of course, these are going to be studied very carefully because we are in a democracy after all. You know, so it is the people of Mali who will determine who their leaders are going to be. And the constitution determined the interim presidency of Jonkunda Traore. You know, so that is very much the will of the people because as decreed by the constitution, the prime minister was a consensual figure that was chosen to lead the transition. So if the stakeholders in the transition don't believe in his competence, then, you know, the final word will be, by them. You know, and ECOWAS is not going to force any proceedings, but ECOWAS is going to ensure that his demands are fully met. And that is the creation of the unity government and also coming out with very clear tasks under the transition, a roadmap leading to the elections. ECOWAS is not compromising on that. And then the third is also the recovery of the territorial integrity of the country. In terms of the composition of the unity government, as you remember very well, the contact group on Mali, you know, which met last July 7 in Ouagadougou, requested the key stakeholders to make proposals on the creation of the National Unity Government. So among those proposals, we anticipate that, of course, it is going to be who is going to be the prime minister and who are going to be the cabinet ministers and from which, you know, angle. So that is very much in front of us. And ECOWAS is not going to, put the cart before the horse. We want the people to decide. They've got 2 days to go. There are proposals that have been made and that have been studied by the mediator. You know, so in the coming days, we expect to see activity on that front. And it is up to the people, I repeat, to decide who is going to be the prime minister. After all, the prime minister is supposed to be a consensual prime minister. you know, consensual prime minister, meaning that he is acceptable to the broad majority of the people of Mali. So it is up to the people to decide who that figure is going to be and who is going to lead the national unity government.